From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turonen. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the members of the Catholic Women's League of Canada on the feast day of Our Lady of Good Counsel, the patroness of their organization. This Mass is offered for living and deceased members, their families, spiritual advisors, and the well-being of the League in their 104th year. We know that this television Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of Canadians across our land and around the world, and they join me in thanking the members of the Catholic Women's League of Canada for this great gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord, who know that our earthly thoughts are fearful and uncertain, grant us through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, from whom your Son took flesh, a spirit of counsel, and by teaching us to discern your will, guide us, we pray, in all we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul and his companion reached Antioch, they went to the synagogue. Paul was invited to address the people. So he stood up and began to speak. My brothers, you descendants of Abraham's family, and others who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent. Because the residents of Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize Jesus or understand the words of the prophets that are real every Sabbath, they fulfilled those words by condemning him. Even though they found no cause for a sentence of death, they asked Pilate to have him killed. When they had carried out everything that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. And they are now his witnesses to the people. And we bring you the good news that what God promised to our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising Jesus. As also it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Son, this day I have begotten you. I have set my king on Zion, my holy wind. I will tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. You are my son. This day I have begotten you." ask of me, and I will make the nations of your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and with trembling. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I am the way, the truth, and the life, says the Lord. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. During the supper, he said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also may be. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the memorial of Our Lady of Good Counsel, and this Mass is being offered for CWL members across Canada, and it's a beautiful opportunity to reflect upon the readings in light of this feast. And I was trying to make connections between Our Lady of Good Counsel and then what Jesus says here at the end. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Well, we start off by looking at the fact that Jesus is about to lay down his life for us on the cross. So you can imagine the intensity of the emotion that he's experiencing at that moment, and the heaviness of hearts that the disciples are experiencing as well when they hear Jesus say these things. But the Lord is trying to console them. And he's saying, "Look, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if you follow me, then you will have this life. In this life, you'll have my love and my support and my protection. And in the life to come, there'll be a place for you in my kingdom." And looking at this, and then looking at the fact that today, again, Our Lady of Good Counsel, right, today we celebrate the day when on April the 25th of 1467, the Blessed Virgin Mary, right, there was this miraculous event that took place in Genazzano in Italy. So what happened was that there was this cloud that descended upon this ancient church, And then to the surprise of everyone that was there, they found this image of Our Lady of Good Counsel, right? Our Lady holding baby Jesus, wisdom incarnate in her arms, that was suspended there miraculously. And there are many, many miracles attributed to that, to this great miracle. So it kind of connecting all these things together, and then looking at the mission of CWL, I found all sorts of connections. So Jesus says he's the way, the truth, and the life. And if you look at what the CWL and the good work that the thousands of women do across Canada in our parishes, I was seeing that there's also like a threefold mission, right? We're faith, of service, and social justice. So how do these things relate one with the other? Well, when we look at the first one, we look at Jesus when he says that he is the way. Well, that requires faith, right? To have faith means to believe, to adhere to a person, and to know that Jesus himself is God in the flesh. Jesus says he's the gate in other parts of Scripture. So he is the way that we have access to God the Father. We know that the cross, as St. Catherine of Siena says, is the bridge that God used so that we can pass through, right, to get into communion with the Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit. So having this relationship between having an important, a strong faith, again, which flows from the Eucharist, because our identity as Catholics, again, comes from the celebration of the Eucharist, and everything flows from that. We're not social workers in the sense that we do good for the love of God for our neighbor, but we know it's because we have been loved by God, and that we love the Lord, and he gives us his own word, and he gives us his own living body in our hearts, so that in our souls, so that we can discern what the mission is that has been entrusted to us, and then for CWL in particular, in contemporary Canada. And then we look at the fact that Jesus says that he is the truth, right? So we talk often about what does it mean to have something to be true, right? There's a lot of opinions about what is true, but Jesus himself is truth. Right, so what he says sets the foundation for our reality and how to live. And we always have to go back to the Scriptures. We have to go back to what the Church teaches in our deposit of faith to be able to understand all of these things well and to be able to incorporate that. That's what allows us to be able to practice social justice. So if I know the Ten Commandments, I know what Jesus wants from me, I know what the Church wants in her teachings on social justice, which are absolutely fantastic, what happens? Well, I'm going to make society a much better place, beginning in my parishes, in my homes, and the different things that I'm getting involved in. And it's so important, because if I don't do that, what happens? There's a lot of social justice today, it's well-meaning, but it's divorced from Jesus Christ. It's divorced from the Church. It's divorced from the Ten Commandments. And what happens is we end up creating more injustices rather than not doing that. So these things are so intimately connected. And then the third one is that Jesus says that he is life, right? He is the life. So he and the Father are one. And then through our baptism, the Father and the Son come to live in us through the Holy Spirit. And being animated by the Holy Spirit, what happens? Well, then I'm able to go and to serve my brothers and sisters. We know that this most holy of nights, when Jesus is giving his farewell discourse, he's also interrupting this meal, and then he's going to wash the feet of his disciples. He who is God, right, stoops down to wash our dirty feet. We know that that is a sacramental or preparation or a symbol for what Jesus does on Good Friday when he dies on the cross, and that gets carried along through the sacrament of reconciliation when we go and the Lord wipes our souls clean. But we also know that there's also another element of which the whole priesthood of Christ, all men and women and children who are baptized, participate in, and that's to wash the feet of other people. We do it not only for Catholics, we do it for all people. And Pope Francis gave us that example during the Holy Thursday Mass that he celebrated, right? The importance of washing the feet. And we can do that literally, but we can also do that in other ways, helping other people to reclaim the dignity that they have, to help them to recognize the deep love that God has for them. And all these things together kind of flow and animate the mission that's been entrusted to you. So how does this relate to Our Lady of Good Counsel? Well, we know that counsel is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? So it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And counsel gives us the capacity to be able to discern what God wants us to do. So we need to be able to have God's gift, his understanding. So we want to make sure what we do, what the Lord wants from us. And it's a beautiful thing that your mission is entrusted to Our Lady of Good Counsel, because she's the seat of wisdom, and she's the one that always offers us Jesus. And by wrapping the league under the mantle of Mary, and by listening attentively to her, then you're able to do what God wants. And I see that your mission, especially for this year, is "Here I am, Lord, send me." Right? What did the Virgin Mary say? She goes, I'm here. No, she is the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. So following the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary in this way, again, always recognizing the necessity of Sunday worship, the daily rosary, and going to Mass even more often, listening to the Holy Spirit, understanding the teachings of the Catholic Church, especially with regards to social justice, is a wonderful way to be able to continue and to discern what the Church needs today in Canada. So God bless you for the incredible work that you do. And I thank you in a special way, even from my experience in the parish, the many women who dedicate themselves to be able to serve and to be a sign of light, a source of light to the many men, women, and children who are in need of your help. Let us now stand for the prayer of the faithful. God, our all-wise Father, grant that the members of the Catholic Women's League may be wise, courageous, and loving leaders of the Church, after the example of Our Lady of Good Counsel, patroness of the Catholic Women's League of Canada. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God and Father of all, you have given us Mary, Mother of Jesus, to be our mother, guide, and counselor. Grant that we may always seek her motherly help in this life, and so enjoy her blessed presence in the life to come. We pray to the Lord. Loving God, you are the source of all that is good. We pray for peace in the midst of violence and strength in the face of tragedy. May we have the patience and strength to be understanding and forgiving with all those who struggle, to seek forgiveness when we have been the cause of suffering. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer and thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of all wisdom, grant us your wisdom so that we can bring your blessings to all who are called to, we are called to serve. We ask this through the intercession of Our Lady of Good Counsel and in the name of her Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, a work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Spirit of God, that I would be accepted by you, Lord, your sacrifices at this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, Lord, of my iniquities, cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept your sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all his holy Church.
Lord, may the Spirit of counsel, who so wonderfully overshadowed your handmaid, the Blessed Virgin Mary, come upon these offerings and make them pleasing to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, to praise your mighty deeds in the exaltation of all the saints, and especially as we celebrate the memory of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to proclaim your kindness as we echo her thankful hymn of praise. For truly, even to earth's ends, you have done great things, and extended your abundant mercy from age to age. When you looked on the lowliness of your handmaid, you gave us through her the author of our salvation, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the
Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace. Peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Having partaken of your mysteries, O Lord, on this memorial of Our Lady of Good Counsel, may we learn what is pleasing to you from the teaching of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.